Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. On fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, the 3rd of November. And I want to start the show with my latest commentary that will be out this weekend with Creators Syndicate, nationally syndicated in newspapers around the country. And it is titled, Democrats End Sad, Depressing, Desperate Midterm Campaign with Four Worst Losers in History, Biden, Obama, Abortion, and Drag Queens. And I will get to that in just one second. As soon as I let you know that what I said on Monday and Tuesday, I forgot to say on Wednesday, which is email me if you live in Nevada or particularly Las Vegas or Clark County and you want to know who to vote for in every single race, every important local race all the way down the ballot, including every judge race and all the ballot initiatives. And, of course, all the major races at the top, Senate, Governor, State Treasurer, et cetera, Attorney General, all of them, every single race, I've got the most conservative pick for you, so you vote the right way and we win this in a landslide on Tuesday. So email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, if you live in Nevada, if you live in Las Vegas, if you live in Clark County, email me and I will give you the right candidates to vote for. So far, hundreds of you have emailed, and I have high hopes it'll be a couple thousand by the time we get to Election Day. So make sure you email WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. Now it's time for my commentary. Democrats end sad, depressing, desperate midterm campaign with the four worst losers in history, Biden, Obama, abortion, and drag queens. The final sad days of desperation and depression are setting in for Democrats. They know a disaster is upon them. They know this coming Tuesday is a disaster-level event. I call it an extinction-level event for the Democrat Party. For all intents and purposes, Democrats may cease to exist as a major party after Tuesday. The red wave landslide is that big. It's now morphed into a red tsunami. There's nothing left for Democrats to do now but to try and rig and cheat and after the fact claim the GOP stole the election. Classic Saul Alinsky strategy. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame your opponent for what you are and for what you do. But even their best rigging and election fraud and cheating and theft won't work this time. Democrats can cheat about 6 to 8 points, maybe 10 points in a best-case scenario. That's the most they can get away with. But this landslide, this GOP landslide, is so big, nothing can stop it. It's a tsunami that will overwhelm the usual 6 to 8 point Democrat cheat. Democrats are powerless to stop a double-digit GOP win. This one may be 15 to 20 points. This time, it isn't just a white middle-class landslide like in 2016 and 2020. This time, it's a middle-class white landslide, and it's a majority of Latinos, too. We got this. Democrats have no one to blame but themselves. They decided early on this whole election hinged on abortion, and they stuck with that theme to the bitter end to the tune of billions of dollars of advertising down the drain. America's economy is in disaster. We're on the edge of economic collapse. Inflation has destroyed the great American middle class and the great American middle class lifestyle. Crime is exploding everywhere. The borders are open and millions of criminals, gangbangers, terrorists, and cradle-to-grave welfare addicts are pouring in by the millions. And what do the Democrats offer in the closing days of the midterm campaign? Biden and Obama, abortion, drag queen shows, mask your babies and toddlers, and swimming is racist. This is how ignorant, clueless, out of touch, and dangerous Democrats are. Biden's closing pitch, and that was last night's speech, never even mentioned inflation or the economy. He was too busy painting Republicans as evil and announcing that Democrats plan to steal this election with days of mail-in ballot counting after Election Day. That's all they got. They're not even bothering to hide it anymore. It's abortion and steal the election because they know the American people are overwhelmingly against them. In Nevada, the Democrats' closing get-out-the-vote events featured drag queen shows. Look it up. This is all they've got. Men dressed like women. Women with penises singing Judy Garland. Democrats are a parody of themselves. They scare normal moms and dads to death. A new video has surfaced in Nevada with a Democrat staffer bashing Hispanic voters. He reports how shocked he is to keep running into Latino Republicans. The Democrat staffer blames Latinos for being too machismo. He mocks them on the video like, he says, like, hey, I don't like gay people and shh, you know what? Well, maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't have tried to get out the vote with drag queen shows. Maybe you shouldn't have tried desperately to change little Latino boys into girls and little Latino girls into boys. Maybe you shouldn't have brainwashed kids at school with transgender bullspit. Maybe you shouldn't have allowed boys onto girls' sports teams and into girls' locker rooms. Maybe President Biden, in the closing weeks of the midterm campaign, shouldn't have made time for a White House meeting with a transgender TikTok star who wants to, quote, normalize women with a bulge in their crotch area. When Democrats realized Biden was radioactive and his painful speeches turned independents into hardcore Republican voters, they panicked and they turned to Obama. Obama is their last gasp secret weapon. Obama is campaigning around the country for Democrats, including right here in Nevada. Except, here's the problem. Obama is despised, not popular. The media lied to you. Obama, in his 8 years in office, was the greatest Republican salesman in history. Sending Obama out to campaign across the USA may be worse than drag queen shows. While Obama was president, Democrats suffered their worst losses in modern history. Obama campaigning for you isn't a blessing, it's a curse. This guy is the Hindenburg of Democrats. With Obama as president, Democrats lost 76 House seats, 15 U.S. Senate seats, 13 governorships, and 816 state legislative seats. Historic numbers. The whole USA turned red under Obama. That's your secret weapon? The final sad days of the Democrats are about a confused and hated president with dementia, an ex-president despised by middle America, a House Speaker whose self-destructive husband gets himself in life or death trouble every time Nancy Pelosi leaves the mansion, abortion, abortion, and more abortion. But the gang who couldn't shoot straight forgot inflation, gas, groceries, rent, and the economy, stupid. On Tuesday, they'll find out what matters to America. Even the usual Democrat rigging and stealing won't be able to overcome the tens of millions of angry middle-class Americans coming with pitchforks to take back this country. And yes, it's true. We don't like drag queen shows. There's my column. And I guess I'm one of those machismo voters. I'm not a machismo Latina. Latino, excuse me. I'm a machismo Jew. But I'll tell you, a machismo white guy. But I'll tell you what, I don't like drag queen shows. I don't want my kids near drag queen shows. I don't want to be near drag queen shows. I don't want my kids in classrooms with people who think they're girls, but they're guys. I don't want my kids in locker rooms with girls who think they're guys. I don't want my girls on sports teams with girls who think they're guys. Excuse me, guys who think they're girls. I don't want even my prisons filled with men who think they're women, and they stick them in women's prisons, and then they rape and impregnate the women. This happens all over America. I don't want men who think they're women in the military changing their vagina or their penis to a vagina, and then we pay for it. Whole thing's ridiculous. Everything going on in America today is ridiculous. I've never been anti-gay one day in my life. I spent time around gays at Columbia University. I spent time around gays when I lived in Manhattan. I spent time around gays in Hollywood. I spent time around gays in the TV business. I couldn't care less if you're gay. But all the things I'm talking about are not about being gay. Transgender brainwashing in third grade or kindergarten is not about being gay. And drag queen shows, for me or my kids, are disgusting and revolting. And nobody wants them. So you wonder why you're losing the Latino vote and every white person in America, because we're all sick to our stomachs. So just to prove I'm right about everything, Here's a few new polls out. General Bolduc in New Hampshire expands his lead over Democrat Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire Senate race. I'll get to that in detail later. Latest poll, Dr. Oz leads Democrat John Fetterman in the final days of the Pennsylvania Senate race. Great, my buddy Dr. Oz. Republican Senate candidate in Missouri, Eric Schmidt, holds double-digit lead over Democrat opponent. Here's a Politico. New forecast predicts Republicans will have a good night on Tuesday. They believe Republicans will control the Senate with 54 seats compared to 46 for Democrats. Republicans are now likely to take seats in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. It comes as recent polls signal Americans are increasingly dissatisfied with the direction of America. One Gallup poll found 17% of respondents said they're satisfied with where the country is going, which is the worst of any midterm in about 40 or 50 years. Decades high inflation appears to remain the top issue for voters, as I tell you again and again and again and again. And it even works in Israel. Netanyahu and his far-right coalition win a big victory, a smashing victory. And Prime Minister Lapid concedes the election. And as you heard from an Israeli expert yesterday, a former mayor in Israel, this is the first time ever that Netanyahu will actually rule Israel without having liberal groups to get him over that, you know, to get that coalition over the total he needs to rule. He always needed liberal, little liberal political parties. This time he's doing it just with conservative parties so he can really be the conservative leader of Israel. Don Lemon's new show on CNN bombs in its debut. Bye-bye, Don Lemon. CNBC cancels Shepard Smith's show. Goodbye, Shep Smith. Nobody wants to watch you. All these wimpy men. And let me tell you, this has nothing to do with gay. I don't know if Shep Smith's gay. I don't know if Don Lemon's gay. I guess he's openly gay, right? Don Lemon has a boyfriend. And Shep, I guess, came out as gay too, right? He's not, no? He didn't? All right. Well, whether Shep's gay or not, I really don't care. They're both wimps. They're both limp-wristed straight men, okay? I don't care if they're gay. I care when I watch them on TV. They're pathetic. They're little wimpy snowflakes. Nobody wants to watch liberal snowflakes. Wayne L. Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Roots on Fire this hour is on USA Radio Network and our flagship station, AM 670 in Las Vegas. But the next hour is on Lindell TV, as well as USA Radio, as well as 670 AM in Las Vegas. All you do is go to frankspeech.com and click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on TV right in front of you. So if you're in your car, that's one thing. You can listen on the radio. But if you're at home and you're on your computer, you're on your laptop, just go to frankspeech.com. Or have your TV set up to interact with the internet, go to frankspeech.com, and then you'll see a choice of Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2. Go to Lindell TV 2, and Wayne Root's on at 7 o'clock East Coast, 4 o'clock West Coast time, as well as my show reruns at 4 o'clock East, 1 o'clock West Coast time on Lindell TV 1. So it's pretty easy stuff. The next hour, I'm on Lindell 2, Lindell TV 2. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They got an amazing response. They just renewed with us after opening up, being very, very cautious. You know, we'll start with 1 month as an advertiser. We have no idea whether anybody's going to respond. And I said, no, they're going to respond like crazy because my audience has a lot of people that are small business people. They own their own businesses all over the country, and they're going to want the tax advantages of Nevada, and they're going to want the safe place to park their money and the asset protection of Nevada and the anonymity from lawsuits in Nevada. And I was right. They got so many calls and so many emails and so many web hits that they just renewed and said, you're fantastic. So Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. Nevada's like the Switzerland of America, or the Luxembourg, or the Monte Carlo, or the Cayman Islands of America, right? If you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada LLC is the best defense against anyone trying to take your assets, no matter where you live in America or where you live in the world. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits, and government overreach will provide you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com. They got that email address just for this show and my fans. NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Get a free guide that tells you how and why you can protect your money and assets with a Nevada LLC. That's it. Free guide at NevadaWar.com. And hundreds of you have contacted Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Thank you. So in that opening of my opening commentary of segment one, I was talking about all the reasons why people are going to be voting a big Republican landslide. This is really a big reason. I mean, I usually talk inflation, but the crime is so out of control. A woman is choked and raped on a New York City morning jog through a swanky neighborhood. I saw the headline. I don't even know what swanky neighborhood they're talking about because I lived there so many years. I know everything about New York and New York City. So let's investigate it together. Former NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly discusses the announcement of a New York summit on public safety because of the rise of crime in New York City. A woman was choked, unconscious, and sexually assaulted while jogging in New York City's Tony West Village early Thursday morning. The 43-year-old victim was running along a path near West Street and Pier 45 at 5:30 in the morning when a stranger approached her from behind. The man grabbed her and began choking her, causing her to lose consciousness. He allegedly knocked her to the pavement, took off her clothes, and raped her. This is what's going on every day in New York City, every day. How about this one? Almost 40% of small businesses couldn't pay rent in October. All over the United States, 40% of small businesses could not pay rent in October. Biden inflation is endangering about half the U.S. workforce. What are you going to do if 40% of small businesses can't pay rent 3-4 months in a row and they have to close? What's going to happen to all those jobs? They're going to be gone. No wonder people are voting Republican in a landslide. Snapshot of the state of the economy. Adults living in dorms, unfilled jobs, and chaos. Everyone except for the media and Democrats knows the economy is in a precarious situation. I won't even get into the definition of recession, as our overlords are insisting that the definition is wrong. While you'll often see macro stats proving the economy is in great shape, at least they think it's proving it, they think Biden created 300 billion jobs. Everywhere you look, you can see that things are not getting better. Everyone who's purchased anything knows about the record inflation. Runaway inflation is the worst possible economic calamity. Most of the goods you want to buy go up and up and up because each dollar you have is worth less than it was the day before. You work just as hard but take home less. It's the ultimate ripoff. Biden didn't say a single word about the economy, gas prices, food supply shortages, record high inflation, threat of nuclear war, illegal immigration surges, fentanyl epidemic, crime waves, child grooming. Nothing. Nothing. He spent too much time talking about how he's planning to steal the election. What a failure of a speech of a would-be world leader, said Brandon Straka, who was on this show just a couple days ago. A recent New York Times article drives home the point. If you talk to millennials, they're furious about the cost of living, the share of wealth held by older generations compared to their generation, and other complaints. When we get back, I'll talk more about this. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's looking like a slower holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales through December will likely rise between 6 and 8%, which, factoring in inflation, is actually a decline. Last year, consumers shopped early and spent more as companies dealt with empty shelves and shipping delays. Compared to this year, the biggest retailers have lots of extra inventory as customers tighten their budgets. This year's midterm elections may be the most expensive ever. New analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog Open Secrets estimates the 2020 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. In financial news, the Dow losing 146 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We'll be right back.
is national, but, you know, I am based in Las Vegas, Nevada. This show comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. I love Vegas. I love Clark County. I love this great state, and I've got a great guest for you. He's going to be the next governor of our state, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. I do want to mention real quickly the sponsor of this segment of the show, because, of course, they pay the bills. So I got to get to them first at the start of every segment. Engineer Tax Services. If you own a small business anywhere in this country, you will want to call or email Engineered Tax Services, ETS, Engineered Tax Services. What they do is they help regular small businesses like yours, mom and pop small businesses, to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. They've got attorneys, accountants, engineers, and scientists who have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular small businesses, mom and pop businesses like yours, billions of dollars working directly with your accountant. They minimize your tax liabilities and maximize your wealth. Why should you let only the big guys and the big corporations get all the tax breaks and tax credits and tax cuts when you can get them with Engineered Tax Services? Call them today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get a free no-cost analysis. Call toll-free 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. All right, I have the great pleasure of introducing who I believe will be the next governor of the great state of Nevada, Joe Lombardo, Republican nominee for governor of this great state. His website is JoeLombardo4NV.com, JoeLombardo4NV.com. He's presently our Clark County Sheriff, which makes him basically the police captain, the police chief, the police commissioner, the guy who oversees the entire Las Vegas Metro Police Department, a big billion-dollar budget, and he is vying to be our next governor, and all the polls show him leading, so we can finally get rid of Sisolak and have a GOP red wave here in Nevada. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Governor Joe Lombardo to be, welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. It's my pleasure to speak with you today and your listeners. This is exciting times for us.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I've been on a rant for, 4 months here on this show. It's all I talk about, Joe, all day long. It's not about Nevada. It's about the whole country. Everybody cares about inflation, the economy and crime, and open borders, but mostly inflation. And all Democrats talk about, every ad, is abortion. Abortion is not the number one issue for almost anybody who has to worry about putting food on the table or keeping their job or buying a new house or buying a new car or buying groceries or buying gas. It's inflation and the economy that matters to everybody. It's the pocketbook issues, as it always is. It's the economy, stupid, they say. That was Carville who said that, and he was right. And yet your opponent talks about with you abortion. What do you say?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Wayne. And you know, and the polls say so. I mean, they have internal polls that are telling them the same thing that we're hearing and we're seeing, and it is the economy. Stupid. And unfortunately, they've failed in all aspects of that. You talked about education. You talked about law and order. You talk about the border. They can't talk about any one of those particular issues because there is no plan to address it. And it'd be real simple. Knowing that is the number one issue, the economy / inflation, you would think the campaigns would come forward and say, well, this is what we plan on doing. But they don't have that ability nor the insight or the wherewithal to do that. And now we're all suffering as a result of. And so what do? They default to abortion. And unfortunately, it's still not an issue, abortion, because it's codified in law, settled law in the state of Nevada, and the sitting governor doesn't have ability to change it, nor does the incoming governor have ability to change it. People have to change it by a vote of the people. But yet they have no respect for the voting population and saying, hey, you're ignorant, you don't understand it, and this is the issue, and Joe Lombardo is going to take away your ability to have abortion, which we all know is not true.
Not true. So, right. And by the way, look, I have a very dear friend of, my wife, Cindy, a very dear friend of Cindy and mine, and she called me up the other day and she said, Wayne, I live in my retirement community and everybody is panicking just like I am. I went to my financial planner and I looked over my finances and he said, you know, when I met you 5 years ago, you had more than enough money to stay retired for the rest of your life and be safe. And now because of the stock market going down so much because of Biden, stock market down, everything down, the economy down, stocks down. She said, not only is my portfolio worth 40% of what it was, But on top of that, inflation has destroyed my ability to pay for things. He said, you got to go get a job. She said, Wayne, I'm approaching 70 years old and I got to go get a job. And she said, everyone in her retirement community thinks the same. They're panicking over the same thing. That's what you need to deal with once you're governor of the state. The economy, the economy, the economy, not abortion.
Yeah, and it's amazing how the handing out of trillions of dollars that you think you're going to build back better or the Green New Deal or whatever nomenclature they put to it, you know, the CARES Act, ARP funds, not knowing there's no assets to back that. And you eventually have to, if time comes due, and this is a typical playbook by the Democratic Party, hand away, give away money, get people to vote for you, and then let the next remaining individuals that are going to come in, our kids, our future, to deal with it. Because their whole goal is re-election, not taking care of the people and what's the right thing to do.
You know, I'm a very big tax cutter and a very big spending cutter. I think we're on an insane binge. You know, our debt to GDP ratio is insane. I always want to cut. The only thing I ever want to spend money on is police, because I understand the thin blue line is the only thing between us and getting your throat cut. I love the police. I would spend money on the police. I would give raises to the police. I wouldn't give raises to anybody else. I hope you're in the same ballpark. That's why I like the idea of a sheriff, a guy who runs the police department, becoming the governor. We got to cut spending, but we got to increase spending to police.
Yeah, I agree with you in that aspect. You know, the stanchions of the Republican Party is always right, what, smaller government and more freedom. And when you build government, you end up paying a lot of people that don't deserve to be paid. And you have a gluttony of administration functions that do no benefit to the general populace. And you're right. You have to cut across the board, smaller government, and find a better way to put money in individuals' pockets versus the government's pockets, which we are doing now. Interesting enough, the governor was giving away, you know, to the tune of, you know, $1 billion worth of stimulus funds, and he included in that budget 200 and something full-time positions at the state level, employees, but yet he has a 25% vacancy, he has 5,000 employees still working from home, and how do you plan on filling those 200 employees that you could have put into, you know, the money into somebody else's pocketbook, or you direct it to hiring more cops or retention bonuses for existing cops so they stick around and they don't quit, you know, and the general support for them.
I agree. I mean, that's the problem, is we got judges that let everybody out. We got district attorneys let everybody out all across this country, you know, funded by Soros. And then we've got a shortage of policemen because, you know, to be honest, who would want to be a policeman at this moment in time? It's hard to find someone who will want to sacrifice and maybe risk their life. And then they find out they're getting sued because they shot a criminal. I mean, it's just, it's crazy what's happening in our country. But I'm always behind the boys in blue, boys and girls in blue. And I think you make a great governor.
I mean, we got to repeat that, Wayne. You know, here it is. Lack of support for the police causes people not to stand in line to be a police officer.
And, right, what a shocker, right?
Right now, I'm down 70% of people standing, normal people standing in line to apply to be a police officer, you know, from the previous 2 years. So that shows you, unless you get support from the top, the governor, or, you know, the President of the United States and senators and everybody else associated with the government, unless that support is bled down through the organization, you're not going to have people stand in line. They're not going to want to do the job because, like you identified, qualified immunity, if you unfortunately in a shooting and have to take somebody's life, they're going to sue you. And there's no protection with that. So why would you do the job? Why would
right.
you do it?
And with a governor who's been a police officer his entire life, basically his entire adult life, I think we don't have to worry about that anymore. That takes that issue off the table.
No, not at
right?
all. First and foremost is we got to get the state police back on board. They have a 40% vacancy in Department of Corrections. We got people walking out, jumping fences and walking out of the facilities because they have a 50% vacancy factor.
Wow.
And they're not being able to provide the safety that our citizens deserve.
Yeah. All right. Let me finish up with one issue that's near and dear to me because I'm very big on this issue. I believe it's the undercover stealth issue that will elect Republicans all over the United States. My issue has been inflation, and then I throw in crime and open borders. But the reality is, now that the CDC recommended COVID vaccines for every child in America, for them to be able to go to public school, it's going to become a mandate in blue states. If you elect a blue governor like Sisolak, there's no doubt in my mind he will mandate that your kid cannot choose, you as a parent cannot choose whether or not you want to be vaccinated. You issued a great statement that you will not mandate the COVID vaccine for children to attend schools, and I say bravo, and you get a standing ovation from me, Sheriff Joe Lombardo.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's ridiculous how people keep going down that path or that wrong direction. You know, and mandating, you know, I've always said this from the beginning, the difference between my response and the Democratic position of and the current governor is educate versus mandate. And, you know, educate, make people make informed decisions on their own. They're all adults. They can take the chance whether they want to or not. And then when you put it down to kids and you're removing the parents from having the ability to control what their kids have to deal with or the mandates associated with them, their own health and everything else, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, the government hasn't been successful in the healthcare business. In my lifetime and in our kids' lifetime, I don't anticipate they're going to be successful. And for them to make those kind of decisions. And the CDC, you know, in the last 2 years, we've seen the flawed decisions that
Flawed. Hey, Joe, I got to rush you just because we're up against the break. We got 20 seconds left. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's on his way to becoming governor. Joe Lombardo, his website, joelombardo4nv.com. He is our Clark County Sheriff, and I hope we get to have him on the show in a week or two to say the new governor of the great state of Nevada. Thank you, Joe. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. It's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus in the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you own...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Enjoyed the interview with Governor, well, yeah, I'm jumping the gun, with hopefully future Governor Joe Lombardo, presently Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Sheriff of Clark County. And I, you know, look, I understand that Clark County has a lot of crime and a lot of things are going wrong and Democrats want to blame it on him. But the reality is that all over America, police are under the gun. They're undermanned. They get seething hate from Democrats. They get defund police from Democrats. They get DAs who let every criminal out. They're demoralized. And everywhere in America, the crime is way, 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 way up. It's not the cops' fault crime is up. Cops do their best. Cops don't want lots of crime. They don't want you getting hurt. They want to be the hero who saves you. So you can't blame a cop because crime is up. You can blame a Democrat who let the criminal out of prison. So I think that we got the right guy for governor of Nevada, and the question is whether or not, you know, they can steal an election 7 days after the election, because I'm absolutely convinced that we've got a red wave all over the country, including Nevada. I'm convinced we're going to win big. I'm convinced on election night, Joe Lombardo will be the winner, and Adam Laxalt will be the winner, and everybody else up and down the ticket who are friends of mine, you know, for a lieutenant governor, Stavros Anthony for attorney general, Sigal Chadha for treasurer, Michelle Fiore for controller, for controller Andy Matthews, trying to grasp every one of these names, all friends of mine. So I think they're all going to win on election night. I don't know if they're going to be the winner 7 days later when we start counting ballots. And we'll find out. I warned Joe Lombardo about this a long, long time ago, that Nevada is a rigged state, that they count ballots for days, that they send ballots to everyone, even if you don't want them. And that they cheat like crazy. They have ballot harvesting, which should be illegal. It's a crime. And they've got, you know, virtually no signature match, and that every illegal alien is registered at DMV, and therefore they automatically get registered to vote when they get a driver's license. There's a lot of things going wrong in Nevada. The Indian reservations in Nevada, in the last election, they offered all kinds of prizes to vote, which is illegal. It's criminal to offer someone a monetary incentive to vote. There is so many criminal, illegal actions going on in this state. Voter fraud in this state is over the top. And so I don't know if you can win. We're going to find out. You know, I think that, you know, as I said in my opening commentary, I think the win is so big, the landslide is so big, it's a tsunami, and it'll overcome the cheating. I think the cheating is limited to 6 to 8 points. They can't cheat more than that because otherwise it becomes too obvious and, you know, they all go to prison. So it's got to be subtle. So it's 6 to 8 points. You know, I never said Trump won a landslide in Arizona and Nevada and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin. Trump won by, you know, a fairly razor-thin margin, and so they were able to steal it with fake mail-in ballots and other forms of voter fraud. But if Trump had won by 20 points, they wouldn't have been able to steal it. And I think we're about to win by 20 points everywhere in the country, including Nevada. You almost can't find a Democrat in Nevada. Every white person's a Republican. Every Latino's a Republican. And I know a lot of blacks are coming over, too. But again, it's small numbers. I think, you know, instead of like getting 5% of the black vote, maybe we'll get 10 or 12. The Jewish vote, you know, I'm a Jew, and I'm sad to say. I'm a proud Jew, and yet I'm disgusted by the votes of Jews. And, you know, I think Jewish votes will be up more Republican than usual this year, but they still will be bad. You know, instead of being like 75-25, maybe it'll be 70-30 or 65-45. 65-35. But I definitely think it'll be up. I think there'll be more Jewish votes going for Republicans this year than in prior years, but not, but still nowhere near a majority. And that hurts me. It kills me. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. Of all people in America, of all the groups in America, the one group that should always be a proud, patriotic American Republican should be Jews. But, you know, they believe in liberal things like abortion and gay rights and over every other issue. There's nothing wrong with believing in something, but if that's your only issue, if you care about the one half of 1% of people that are women that used to be men who have a penis, you got something wrong with you, okay? That's the only issue you care about. If you only care about abortion when it might affect like 3% of the world one time in their lives, and I get it. If you're facing it right now, I get it. It's an important issue to you. But it doesn't compare to every second of every day, inflation. Can't afford the groceries, can't afford the rent, can't afford the gas in your car, and you lose your job, guess what? You're going to be homeless with your children. So what did abortion mean? You're going to be homeless with your children. Do you get that? Abortion is the least important thing in the world if you're facing being homeless with your children. And if your stock account is down 40% and you got to get a job at the age of 70, I don't think abortion should be on your mind. You know, I mean, it's just so amazing that liberal women, abortion! Are you 70? You're going to need to go back to work. Boy, you vote for abortion and Democrats, you're going to be homeless when you're 75. You're going to be in a wheelchair at the highway exit asking for nickels. Good luck. Good luck if Democrats are in charge and they ruin the entire economy, ruin the stock market, ruin the real estate market. Good luck to you. Man, you're going to be on the side of a highway in a wheelchair with a little cup in your hand. And you're going to wish you didn't make abortion your number one issue. Trump MSA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Remember this name. Trump MSA. I really don't need to say much. There are only days left to enroll. You got to enroll by December 7th. Go to Trump MSA. It's not available in all states, but find out. Trump has empowered anyone on Medicare. Trump's MSA is tax-free deposits, tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawals. They give you money. The government hands you money on January 1st. Go to TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.